WFLF Pine Hills, Orlando. WMGF HD3, Mount Dora, Orlando. News Radio WFLA and iHeart Radio Station.
Good morning, Orlando. This is Orlando's news, weather, and traffic on News Radio WFLA Orlando. Now on FM 94.1, still on FM 93.1 and AM 540, and worldwide on your iHeartRadio app. I'm Simon Conway.
And I'm Alan Spector. Our top story this hour, Florida gets an unwanted visitor, monkeypox. More in 1 minute.
Yes, how worried should you be about monkeypox? That's coming right up on Good Morning Orlando.
6:02 on News Radio WFLA Orlando. Everyone should be concerned about monkeypox, but there's no need to panic. That word from President Biden, as there are now more than 90 confirmed cases in 12 countries, including the U.S.
Well, I just don't think it rises to the level of the kind of concern that existed with COVID-19, the smallpox vaccine works for it. So, but I think people should be careful.
Biden spoke overnight in Tokyo. In the U.S., a possible third case is reported here in Florida, as Gordon Bird reports.
The Florida Department of Health in Broward County says the presumptive case involves international travel. NBC6 reports the state is working to identify potential exposures as the patient is in isolation. No other monkeypox cases found in Florida so far. The World Health Organization has confirmed over 90 cases worldwide, including 5 in the U.S. as of Saturday. The disease is usually found in Africa, and experts are puzzled by recent outbreaks in the U.S. and Europe. Gordon Bird, News Radio WFLA Orlando.
This news brought to you by Trustco Bank, Florida's hometown bank. The White House COVID response coordinator says the country is just not done yet with COVID-19. On ABC's This Week, Dr. Ashish Jha said the virus is still quite disruptive and that 300 people dying from it per day is too much. He urged people to get vaccinated, get boosted, and to wear masks in crowded indoor spaces. A new poll from CBS News and YouGov shows 69% of voters now believe the U.S. economy is bad. That's compared to 46% a year ago. Meanwhile, Senator Rick Scott says the Biden administration has been slow to respond to economic woes and high inflation.
The expectation is that whoever the president is gets ahead of the problems rather than behind the problem.
Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, the Florida Republican said that inflation is a key issue in the upcoming midterms and that it will bode well for Republicans given their consistent messaging on how to combat it. Scott cited balancing budgets, watching spending, and decoupling from China as key solutions. A developer from Dubai is buying the South Florida property where last summer's condo collapse killed 98 people. The price tag, $120 million. The sale is expected to be finalized today. And the All-Florida Stanley Cup playoff series could be over tonight.
The Tampa Bay Lightning defeated the Florida Panthers 5-1 on Sunday afternoon in Tampa. For the defending Stanley Cup champion Lightning, their 5 goals included this pivotal one from Steven Stamkos in the second period.
Kucherov across the blind high slot. Left side goes Stamkos. Score! What a play! A bomb from Stamkos!
Lightning Radio with the call. With the Bolts leading the series 3-0, they look to eliminate the Florida Panthers in Game 4 in Tampa tonight. I'm Jason Barringer.
WFLA News Time is 6:05. A helicopter rescues a man stranded on a 500-foot cliff in California. Watch the video online at WFLAOrlando.com. This is your final week to win $1,000. Listen just after 9 a.m. for the first keyword of the week and your next chance to put a grand in your hand. The first hour of Good Morning Orlando starts now.
Quick wit and compelling perspectives. Glenn Beck, 9 till noon. News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Good morning, Orlando. It is 6:05, clock ticking round to 6:06 on this Monday morning, kicking off a brand new week together. What's this dude or dudette, I didn't quite catch that, doing on a cliff? I mean, come on.
Come on, man.
Thank you, Keyshawn. Those places are dangerous.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Danger's my middle name.
Oh. Oh, well, we'll keep that in mind.
Probably a thrill seeker and he got stuck.
Uh-huh. Well, now he's got a story, doesn't he? I'm glad he's okay, probably, but if you want to know if he's okay, what do they have to do, Alan?
Go to our website, WFLAOrlando.com.
Okay, there you go. That's how you find out all about that. Talking of being safe, monkeypox, probably in Florida. It is very weird that this is happening right now, ladies and gentlemen. The big heads, the big brains, they don't understand what it's doing outside of its normal Central or West African home when there's no travel link. They're really struggling to understand how it's got there. Normally, the spread is through touching clothing, bedding, towels used by somebody else with monkeypox. You know, touching the... Why anyone would do this, I do not know. Touching the actual blisters on some other human, that can get you monkeypox. Coughs, sneezes, etc. of a person with a monkeypox, that will potentially get it to you. And here's the real thing that you need to be very aware of. It normally takes somewhere between 5 and 21 days for the first symptoms to start appearing. And then you're going to think, oh, I've got the Rona. Because the first symptoms are fever, headache, muscle aches, back aches, chills, exhausted. Does that sound familiar at all? And it's not till a few days after you get those that you're going to start seeing the things appear on your skin. So, we're going to talk a little bit about this. There's 20 cases, apparently, at least, of monkeypox outside of that normal home. And it's all across the world, and they don't really understand why. So we're coming to that, and we're telling you if you need to be worried. I don't think you do. But we're telling you if you need to be worried, that's coming right up. We know we don't do scare radio here. It's 6:08 on this Monday morning. Simon Conway in the chair, and this is Good Morning Orlando. Top stories we're following for you this morning include the first international shipment of baby formula will soon be available to help ease the nationwide shortage. The first batch from Operation Fly Formula landed in Indiana yesterday. The 78,000 pounds of Nestle infant formula is the equivalent of more than 1.5 million 8-ounce bottles. Updates at least every 10 minutes on these stories throughout the morning right here on Good Morning Orlando.
Now on FM 94.1, still on FM 93.1, 107.7 HD3, AM 540, and the iHeart Radio app. This is News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Good morning, Orlando. 6:13 on this Monday morning. Simon Conway in the chair. That news story is interesting. I want to see some math done because I know in the United States that around 72,000 babies are born every week. Every week, 72,000 babies. So you start wondering, and I know a whole bunch of those are going to be breastfed, et cetera, et cetera. But you'd still, that's a lot of babies. And you start wondering, you know, adding to the population of babies already here, just how far 1.5 million 8-ounce bottles goes. And then there's the whole, well, we've got to get our baby off this particular formula and onto a new formula. And then will our baby react to that formula? You know, been there, done that. It's not as easy as it sounds. Oh, well, now we've got another 1.5 million 8-ounce bottles. That's I think that's barely going to make a dent, to be honest with you. 72,000 babies a week, every week, adding to the baby population. I don't know how far that goes. We need to look at the bigger problem. And the name of it is awful, by the way. Operation Fly Formula. Just awful. Awful.
Off.
It should have been Operation Formula One, clearly. If you want to indicate speed, right? That would have been the way to go. And that's not mine. It was a member of my afternoon audience that came up with that. Credit where credit is due. All right, we are talking about monkeypox. It is apparently in Florida, allegedly. And we're trying to figure out how worried we should be about this thing. So the outbreak is different to the normal outbreak, as I was explaining to you. So here's some of the things that are different. And also, this isn't a COVID. There's no lockdowns coming. There's no masks coming anywhere in the country because of monkeypox. So first of all, this is a virus that we know, unlike COVID, which was a virus we didn't know. It's a DNA virus, so it doesn't mutate as fast as COVID or even the flu. They're looking at it, and apparently it's very closely related to the virus they saw in 2018 and 2019, and it doesn't appear to be that this is a new mutant of the virus. So that's all those things are good, right? All those things are good. But you got to keep an eye on it because we have had large outbreaks of things that don't belong outside of Africa that we weren't seen outside of Africa, like Ebola, like Zika. Both appeared in the last decade. Professor Adam Kacharski, he's from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, he said, quote, "We always thought Ebola was easy to contain until it wasn't." Hmm. So it would appear that gay and bisexual men are disproportionately affected in this latest outbreak. That could be because of a number of things, but one of the reasons it could be because that community is more acutely aware of their health and checks things out much faster than you or I might check it out if we are not gay, right? They need to understand how this whole thing got going. But it's usually mild. The cases that we've detected are mild, but they can get more severe. So I posed a question right at the beginning of talking about all this. Should we be worried about this? Well, the president says we should. He said everybody should be concerned about monkeypox. Based on everything I've read, you should be aware of it. I don't know that you should be concerned about it. Everybody should be concerned about it, Biden said while he was in South Korea. He was with a group of reporters. He was getting on Air Force One at the time. He added, "We're working on it. Hard to figure out what we do." That's what he said. So based on everything I've read, and you can tell, I've done a bit of research. We should be aware that it's there. Worried? I don't think we're anywhere close to that stage yet. However, they are wondering how this is moving around. "I'm stunned by this. Every day I wake up and there are more countries with infections," says, here we go, Oyewale Tomori. He's a virologist with the World Health Organization Advisory Board. "This is not the kind of spread we've seen in West Africa, so there may be something new happening in the West," he added. So, worried? Not from anything I'm seeing. Aware of it? Yeah, absolutely. Be aware of it. Know it's out there. Understand what the early symptoms are. That's about as far as I go for right now, unless this thing changes dramatically and suddenly. I don't think we're going to have to worry about it at all. It's 6:19 on this Monday morning. I'm Simon Conway in the chair for Bud, and this is Good Morning Orlando. Top stories we're following for you this morning include the White House COVID response coordinator says the country is just not done yet with COVID-19. Appearing on ABC's This Week, Dr. Ashish Jha said the virus is still quite disruptive and that 300 people dying from it per day is too much. He urged people to get vaccinated, get boosted, and to wear masks in crowded indoor spaces. Updates at least every 10 minutes on these stories throughout the morning, right here on Good Morning Orlando.
from News Radio WFLA.
This is Good Morning Orlando.
Call us at 407-916-5400 or text us at 23680.
Good morning, Orlando. It's 6:23, clock ticking round to 6:24. In 2.5 hours, roughly speaking, you potentially could win $1,000.
Yep.
Dollars.
Starting at 9 a.m. going all the way through 5 p.m. You have 9 chances while you're listening to the WFLA. We're going to give you an hourly nationwide $1,000 keyword. As soon as you hear that keyword, you log on to WFLAOrlando.com. You enter it in. And within the hour, you might get a phone call from a number you don't recognize. If you do, pick it up, because we might be calling to give you $1,000.
Dollars.
And dollars.
Very important to note, this is the final week of the contest.
Thank you,
what?
Alex.
Yep.
What?
Yep.
So if you want $1,000, make sure you listen between 9 and 5 for that nationwide hourly keyword.
Man, okay. Well, we'll get that done. That's for sure. Okay, interesting. That was an interesting story we just did from the White House regarding the coronavirus. We're not done yet. Not done yet. Still quite disruptive. I have to confess, I didn't know 300 people a day were dying from it across the country. I did not know that. And I still question whether that number's right, because it's like a lot of people died. In the COVID number, a lot of people died during its peak. And they had COVID, but COVID is not why they died. But they were still put in the COVID numbers. Anyway, it's just not on my radar anymore. Got to tell you, not on my radar. Don't think about it. Don't think about it when I go to the supermarket, for example. Was in 2 events yesterday with a whole bunch of people I didn't know. Didn't think about it then. I just don't think it's just not on my radar at all.
Yeah, it's that's what I'm seeing as well. You know, when I go out to a store or any other place that's fairly busy, not seeing very many masks at all. In fact, I recently went to a couple of doctor's offices and had to kind of do a double take and say, oh, they're still requiring masks here.
Yeah, it's interesting because at the peak, I would go to a doctor's office, and obviously everybody was requiring masks in the doctor's office. And then when I got in the room with the doctor, he immediately took his mask off. And he said, if you don't want to wear it, you don't have to wear it. Hmm. I found that to be fascinating. But he pointed out that when he went out in the hall, he had to put it back on because otherwise he'd be fired. He said that to me. It was very interesting.
That is interesting.
Very interesting.
I was just in to see my physician last week, Simon, and everyone in the office had a mask on and kept it on the whole time, including the doctor.
Mm. Yep. It's just very interesting, but totally not on my radar. It's really not something I'm thinking about at all. So when I saw this news story in the list of news stories this morning, I was actually quite surprised, particularly the 300 people a day dying from it. A day. That's a lot of people.
Well, I'm still wondering why people that do still want to wear the masks aren't wearing them properly. They're all wearing them underneath their chin, right, or underneath their nose. Why are you wearing it?
They never did. It's some of it, I do believe, is virtual signaling, to be honest with you. Some people may be worried about their own immune system. They may be immune compromised, and they feel that's the only way they can be safe going outside. But as I say, I just don't think about it at all. So it is very interesting that we find ourselves in this position again, with the government trying to say, hey, it's not gone. You should be aware of it. And, you know, hey, summer's coming. We're all going to those crowded places together. So, I don't know.
Well,
very interesting. Keep an eye on it.
Yeah, as you point out, Simon, there are some folks who have reasons why they might feel a mask is necessary in their particular case. And, you know, we shouldn't be shaming those people who do wear masks, the same as we shouldn't shame those who are not wearing masks. It's a personal choice.
I completely agree.
Personal choice.
Yep. Totally agree. I do not shame anybody who is wearing a mask. If they choose to wear a mask, that's fine. I'm not doing that right now. I'm not shaming anyone right now. I'm just saying, for me, it's literally not something I think about at all anymore. I guess until I see someone with a mask and I'm thinking, oh, okay, so people are still going down that road. Me, I'm just not one of them. Anyway, it is 6:28 on this Monday morning. I'm Simon Conway, and this is Alan Spector.
State lawmakers are back in Tallahassee, and a reminder to be safe on the water. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together, in just 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando.
Good morning, Orlando. It is 6:32 on this Monday morning. State lawmakers are back in Tallahassee, and a reminder to be safe on the water. Here's Alan Spector in the WFLA News Center. Alan?
Simon, efforts to reform Florida's property insurance industry begin today. State lawmakers are meeting in Tallahassee for the first day of a special session designed to save the industry from collapsing. Homeowners are facing higher rates and fewer options as some companies have closed or left the state. Brevard County Representative Randy Fine says a number of ideas are under consideration.
I think there's a wide variety of solutions. I mean, we've got to do things that deal with lawyers' fees. We've got to do things that deal with fraudulent claims. And we've got to make sure that people do get their legitimate claims paid.
The special session is set to run through Friday. This news is brought to you by Trustco Bank, Florida's hometown bank. President Biden says the U.S. would come to the military defense of Taiwan if China tried to take the island by force. In Tokyo overnight, Biden said he does support the One China policy, which recognizes only one Chinese government.
But the idea that it could be taken by force, just taken by force, is just not appropriate. It'll dislocate the entire region and be another action similar to what happened in Ukraine.
And Biden said that's one of the reasons Russia must pay what he called a dear price for its invasion of Ukraine. A man is dead after he apparently broke into a home in Orange County. The sheriff's office says he was shot yesterday afternoon by the owner of the home in Azalea Court on Brentwood Street. The alleged burglar, said to be in his 30s, was taken to the hospital where he died. This is National Safe Boating Week, a good time to remember to keep your eyes peeled when operating a vessel on Florida waters.
Put your energy into operating the boat, and that's 360-degree awareness. That's what might be approaching you from behind. Any of those things, just make sure you're paying attention.
And Brian Raywinkle of the Florida Fish and Water Conservation Commission says if you're going to be partying on the water, designate a sober operator. Justin Thomas is celebrating a victory at the PGA Championship at Southern Hills Country Club in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Thomas edged Will Zalatoris in a three-hole playoff after both finished the final round of the tournament tied at 5-under par.
Top stories we're following for you this morning include a man is dead after he apparently broke into a home in Orange County. The sheriff's office says he was shot yesterday afternoon by the owner of the home in Azalea Court on Brentwood Street. The alleged burglar, said to be in his 30s, was taken to the hospital where he died. Updates at least every 10 minutes on these stories throughout the morning right here on Good Morning Orlando.
Money, real estate, investments. Learn from the pros, evenings and weekends. News Radio, WFLA Orlando.
Good morning, Orlando. 6:43 on this Monday morning. Very interesting story in Fox Business today about the cost of Disney World and how it is becoming unaffordable for the American family. So there's a couple that reached out to Fox News after they went to Disney. This is very interesting to me. So they say gone is the Magical Express that was a courtesy shuttle from the airport to Disney. That cost $200 for them. Their park hopper tickets cost $2,550 for 5 days. Their 4 nights of lodging inside the resort cost $3,780 for the family, parents and 2 kids. Once inside, they've spent $300 on Genie Plus passes, so they basically had less time in lines and more time on rides. They said they paid $950 on sit-down meals, $700 or so on snacks and souvenirs. That whole thing came out to around $8,500, and once you throw in the airfare, that's $10,000. That's a lot, man. I couldn't drop $10,000 on, what was that, 5 days?
Mm-mm.
5 days in Disney? I couldn't drop $10,000. So it's interesting. The mum said, I feel like Disney is pricing people out. Can the average working American family really afford this? Nope. You were about to say something, Guy?
No, I'm just saying the prices are sky high. We just went not too long ago, and we spent close to $500 on just 2 days. It was wow.
Right. Right. Jason Cochran is editor-in-chief of the travel site Fromers. He said people are not imagining things. He's been going to Disney since 1972. He's written a guidebook for Disney World, Universal, and Orlando since 2006. And he said people are absolutely noticing it and starting to revolt. Quote, Disney has not publicly, but very apparently privately, made the decision that it wants to court guests that spend more per day than guests used to spend. In order to do that, it's done a number of things, both to maximize the profit and it's making on day-to-day basis. Also to increase the prices of access for guests, he said. That's interesting. So my eldest daughter, her husband, 2 kids, they're coming this year. They're doing pretty well, but I think they're going to notice how incredibly expensive it is. And, of course, Disney's still packed, right? We know around Christmas time the parking lots are going to be closed by 11 o'clock in the morning, if not earlier. We know that's going to happen. So it's still packed. It's still not putting people off. Most people are giving it ratings of 4.5 out of 5 stars. That's how much it's got on TripAdvisor, for example, after almost 34,000 reviews, 4.5 out of 5. And it really is the only thing people are really complaining about is how expensive it is. It is very, very expensive. The Genie passes these days are absolutely essential, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, but they're not that good, to be honest with you, because we purchased them. And from what I understand, because I had a friend of mine do it, because it was very confusing compared to the other passes that they used to have. And if you don't, you can only use them between this time and that time. And if you do another park and you want to go ahead and schedule your Genie pass for later on that afternoon, it's just, it's a little bit craziness, to be honest with you. It used to be so much easier.
Mm.
And not to mention some of those Genie passes, if you want to ride a specific ride, you have to spend an extra $10. They charge you more to go on specific rides.
Yeah, so it's all coming down to exactly the same thing, isn't it? Who has got the high dollar figures in their pockets that can afford to do all of this? Or are you just going to be, you know, standing in the regular line? When I lived in Orlando, my kids loved Disney. But the main time we went was after the first weekend in January. We went the second weekend in January. And not even a weekend. We would go midweek. But after the first weekend in January, when all the tourists left, that was our sweet spot. That's when we went. And we didn't have the lines or anything else. And, of course, we have Florida resident discount stuff, all those tickets. But if you are coming from out of state or out of the country, this is now a major, major expense. And it is, I guess we'll sit around and we'll see exactly what it is that's gonna happen. Because, as I say, $10,000, 5 days out of New Jersey for a family of four, There aren't too many families of four in New Jersey that can afford to drop that kind of change. It's 6:49 on this Monday morning. What do you think? 407-916-5400. You can text us at 23680. This is News Radio WFLA Orlando. Top stories we're following for you this morning include the Heat are hoping to take a commanding 3-1 lead in the NBA Eastern Conference Finals when they face the Celtics in Game 4 at Boston tonight. Miami is coming off a 109-103 victory in Game 3, despite Jimmy Butler missing the entire second half of the game due to injury. Updates at least every 10 minutes on these stories throughout the morning, right here on Good Morning Orlando.
The latest news and a place to talk about it. News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Good morning, Orlando. It's 6:53, clock ticking round towards 6:54 on this Monday morning. There's three ways you can connect with us. First of all, the phone. That's my personal favorite. Like chatting to you, 407-916-5400. You can text us at 23680. We've got a few of those. We're going to read them out in a moment or two. Or you can use our shiny talkback facility. How does that all work, Guy?
Well, you go to the free iHeartRadio app. When you pull up WFLA Orlando, you're going to see a little microphone icon. You tap on it, wait 3 seconds, record what you want to record. It'll come right to us. If it sounds good and you're not swearing or anything, we'll play it on the air.
There you go. Very simple. That's how it works. So, we play those pretty much every day. Someone sends us one of those, and we'll play those pretty much every day. All right, let's go back to those text messages. What are people saying, Guy?
Someone's saying the high prices at Disney is the reason they're annual pass holders at SeaWorld.
Yes, that's true.
And someone else said, easy, skip Disney.
That's actually true. I know quite a few people who went to SeaWorld and got rid of their Disney passes after like 15 years of having their Disney passes because the Genie pass and everything they pulled.
But you see, the people at Disney are not dumb, right? I mean, we can, whatever else we think about them, they're not dumb. And it would appear to be that this is actually what they're looking to do. They want higher net worth individuals who are prepared to spend more in the park on everything to be the people that come and frequent the park. Certainly, you know, look, if I was coming to Orlando right now as a tourist with my grandchildren, having already done the children thing, we would be making choices. There's no way we could do what we used to do. What we used to do is we would go to Disney, we would go to Universal, we would go to SeaWorld. This is when I was a tourist before I lived in Orlando. And, in a good year, because typically, you know, because Europeans get more vacation, then the average vacation time coming from the UK to Florida would be 2 weeks. That would be the length of time. And so we would also make time, obviously, for the beach, and we would also go to Busch Gardens in Tampa. That would be a typical vacation for me and my children. There's no way I could afford to do that for me and my grandchildren. I couldn't afford to do it. So it is very interesting. Yeah. People are going to be making choices about where they're going to go because I don't think the average person can afford to do it all anymore.
Well, it seems obvious Disney really doesn't care if local residents or Florida residents come to visit them anymore unless they're prepared to drop a huge amount of cash.
That's true. I think they also kind of shot themselves in the foot with the annual passes because they gave so much to us Floridians, and I can see what Simon's saying also. I don't know how they're going to recover from this because I know I'm not getting an annual pass anytime soon with them because it just wasn't worth it compared to before.
They apparently don't feel they need your money anymore, that they've got these you know, big spenders are going to come in and make up the difference.
I'm going to go cry.
I really do think that's true, though. I really think that's true. That's the road they've chosen, and I guess time will tell. If you look at the profit margin, if that's the correct road that they're on. I mean, from their perspective, they're a business and they're there to make the most money, right? They're not there to give a good time to Floridians. But it is fascinating that these stories are now starting to pop up in places like Fox Business, because the word is out. Everybody who is a frequent visitor to Disney absolutely positively knows that this is now the truth. So what happens next? Well, it will all be determined by that profit margin and by what investors are getting back, right? That's going to be the determining factor. If it works, then everybody who has money in Disney is going to be applauding them. If it doesn't work, you're going to see another dramatic change, I believe. It's 6:58 on this Monday morning. Hour number one already in the can. That's crazy. Simon Conway in the chair. This is News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Florida gets an unwanted visitor. Monkeypox and the Lightning take a commanding series lead. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together in just 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando.
WFLF Pine Hills, Orlando. WMGF HD3, Mount Dora, Orlando. News Radio WFLA, an iHeart radio station.
Good morning, Orlando. This is Orlando's news, weather, and traffic on News Radio WFLA, Orlando. Now on FM 94.1, still on FM 93.1, AM 540, and worldwide on your iHeart radio app. I'm Simon Conway.
And I'm Alan Spector. Our top story this hour, monkeypox apparently arrives in Florida. More in 1 minute.
And Memorial Day is coming up. How are you going to honor our veterans? That is coming right up on Good Morning Orlando.
7:02 on News Radio WFLA Orlando. A presumptive case of monkeypox in Broward County is now confirmed by the Florida Department of Health and the CDC. More from Natalie Rodriguez.
Monkeypox is a rare disease, part of the same family as smallpox. According to health officials, the one patient in Broward contracted it through international travel.
It has spread faster than I've ever seen.
Epidemiologist Dr. Aileen Marty says the smallpox vaccine can prove effective against it. She adds the risk of exposure remains low. It spread generally through human-to-human prolonged contact, direct contact with lesions, or indirect contact through contaminated items such as clothing. Symptoms can develop in 5 to 21 days. Natalie Rodriguez, News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Meanwhile, President Biden is commenting on the recent spread of monkeypox.
I think people should be careful.
President Biden on Sunday said that the recent spread of monkeypox in at least 12 countries are something that everybody should be concerned about. These are the president's first public remarks about the recent outbreaks, which include a confirmed case in Massachusetts, a person who tested positive in New York, and roughly half a dozen other cases being monitored by the CDC. But while the monkeypox outbreak in several European countries and now the U.S. may become the largest outbreak of the virus outside of Africa, it's not likely to cause a global pandemic like COVID. Mike Bauer, News Radio WFLA Orlando.
This news is brought to you by Trustco Bank, Florida's hometown bank. Two men are hurt after an argument turned violent in Orlando. Police say the men were shot yesterday morning after an argument in a Waffle House parking lot on South Kirkman Road. Both victims are expected to survive. A suspect was detained. Senator Rick Scott says the Biden administration has been slow to respond to inflation and other economic woes. The Florida Republican telling CBS's Face the Nation that his party needs to talk about solutions.
We're going to balance the budget. We're going to start watching the dollars very closely. We're going to watch our spending.
Scott is chairman of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, leading the charge to retake control of his half of Congress. 16 people from Cuba are in custody after coming ashore in the Florida Keys. Border Patrol says 10 Cubans came ashore as part of a smuggling operation, and another 6 swam to the shore in a second landing after their boat capsized. The Lightning have a commanding 3-0 lead in their second-round Stanley Cup playoff series after blowing out the Florida Panthers 5-1 in Game 3 at Tampa. The Lightning are one win away from a third straight trip to the conference finals. But Tampa Bay head coach John Cooper says the Panthers will be a tough team to knock out.
You know, we feel like we've got a recipe going here, and we just got to stick with it. And it's hard, though, because they're a hell of a team.
Game 4 is tonight at Tampa. WFLA news time is 7:05. It's being called something out of a 007 movie, burglary suspects evading police by using a license plate flipper. That story is online at WFLAOrlando.com. Be listening after 9 a.m. for your next chance to put a grand in your hand. We'll announce a keyword that could get you $1,000. This is your final week to win. The second hour of Good Morning Orlando starts now.
Follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at WFLA Orlando.
Good morning, Orlando. 7:06 on this Monday morning. Simon Conway in the chair. I remember my E-Type Jag toy with the number plate flipper. I had that when I was a kid.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, I had the...
Number plate flippers are fun, man.
I think I had an Aston Martin that was a replica of the James Bond movie. Had the flipper on it.
Yep. And it had the mine had, maybe it was also the Aston Martin now that you say that. Mine had the thing that came up at the back that protected the rear screen from bullets.
Yeah.
That was good.
Awesome.
Headlights that turned into machine guns.
Yeah. Now that, my friend, is a car.
Now I want to go watch James Bond. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Right? It's iconic. I mean, that music is just so iconic, isn't it?
I love the scene in...
I don't care where you are in the world. You play that, everybody knows what it is, yeah, right?
I love the scene in Skyfall when Judi Dench and Daniel Craig open a garage and the old Aston Martin is there. They get in and they play the old guitar 007 theme as they drive off.
Hmm. Yes. Don't you mean James Bond and M?
Yeah, them, too.
Them.
And them.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, no, iconic stuff. Good stuff. So, yeah, the headlights machine gun thing, that potentially could have use on I-4. Just saying.
No.
We're just playing.
But how many of us have fought when they get passed,
man? I could use that.
Passed by someone or get cut off in traffic. Oh, I just wish I had like a gun to fire off a laser beam or something at these people.
Wow.
It's a momentary urge. It passes quickly.
Or you hit a remote button and it sets off their airbag right in the face. You did something dumb.
That's a thought.
Wow. I never thought that. That's all you, buddy.
Yeah.
That is all you.
How many other people have to die just because you're mad?
Okay.
Wow.
It was just a joke.
Y'all are aggressive.
Little on the aggressive side. Talking of I-4, though, don't forget that, we'll talk about this in more detail, but police are still there at half a dozen exits from the toll lanes to make sure no one's doing the wrong way stuff. That's still going on. Anyway, it's 7:08, almost 7:09. We're gonna talk a little Memorial Day and what's coming up in Florida. I was actually involved in two veterans events over the weekend, it's already happening here as well. So we're going to chat about that. It is a very important week, and we should not lose sight of that at all. 7:09, Simon Conway in the chair for Bud. This is News Radio WFLA Orlando. Top stories we're following for you this morning include the White House COVID response coordinator says the country is just not done yet with COVID-19. Appearing on ABC's This Week, Dr. Ashish Jha said the virus is, quote, still quite disruptive, unquote, and that 300 people dying from it per day is, quote, too much, unquote. He urged people to get vaccinated, get boosted, and to wear masks in crowded indoor spaces. Updates at least every 10 minutes on these stories throughout the morning, right here on Good Morning Orlando.
Now on FM 94.1. Still on FM 93.1. News Radio WFLA Orlando. And still on AM 540.
Good Good morning, Orlando. Simon Conway in the chair. We're going to talk a little Memorial Day weekend. It is coming up this coming weekend, and I was involved in a couple of events a few days ago. Yesterday, in fact, it seems like a few days ago because it's getting up at 3:20 in the morning. Makes time do weird things in your head. Every year there's a thunder ride, a motorcycle ride, on the Sunday before Memorial Day where I live. And it's something that's been going on for 34 years at our Vietnam Memorial. So I did that yesterday, and there's also a Veterans Awareness Ride that took place where I live yesterday as well. 70 bikers, 70, for which my wife cooked. She is a remarkable woman. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we, of course, here in Central Florida, we have the Heroes Honor Festival coming up, and joining us to talk all about that from Engage Your Destiny is Ben Peterson. Hi, Ben. You're very welcome. How are you?
Hey, good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm very old. Oh, don't do the sir thing. I understand why, but that was my dad. I'm just Simon. Okay?
Roger that, Simon.
All right. First of all, thank you for answering the call. And secondly, this Heroes Honors Festival, some people think, oh, well, you know what? This is just a great day of entertainment, and I'm really excited. But we really need to remember what it's about, don't we?
Yeah, you know, the Vietnam veterans, when they came home, they were just shamed by this nation. And we are just really fired up as younger veterans because of the way we've been treated and the way we were welcomed home, to give back and to honor these guys for all they've done for this country. And so that's really where, you know, God gave us the vision for this festival, to love on these guys in the most incredible way that we can with all the strength we can muster. And it's really going to be a phenomenal weekend of celebration, tribute, and honor.
Right, and you know, it's becoming in our nation. I'm very veterans focused. It's very personal to me. My own son is U.S. Army SF, so it's very personal. And our Vietnam veterans, the key thing you should say when you encounter a Vietnam veteran is not thank you for your service. It's actually welcome home, because they never got that.
Yeah, you know, it's really just a shame because they served, you know, honorably, courageously, and then, you know, came home and either they were treated like trash or they were just forgotten and no one wanted to talk to them. So, you know, we've talked to hundreds of Vietnam veterans that for 30, 40, 50 years, they never told anyone that they served. And that's just that's a blanket of shame. And so, you know, we have veterans that are coming from across the country. I just spoke to a veteran from Indiana who's driving down, and he's never attended anything that has to do with vets. He's never done anything since Vietnam that has had to do with what we're doing. And he looked at his wife when he saw this on the news, and he said, you know, it's time. I got to do this. So I think there's going to be a lot of closure.
Good for him. That's great.
Yeah. I think there's going to be a lot of closure, a lot of healing. And also a lot of fun, you know. It's going to be a celebration for the books.
Right, and that's a huge part of it as well. But, yeah, it really is. I mean, people need to remember that veterans coming home from Vietnam, often in the airport, they were changing out of their uniform. So that people didn't recognize them walking through the airport because they would be spat upon, literally.
Yeah.
It was absolutely awful. And of course, your generation is entirely different. People in airports, when they see a group of, you know, guys and gals in uniform, stop and applauded when you guys are coming home.
That's it. So that's where, you know, the impact that can have on a family, the impact that can have on kids, the impact that can have on addiction, suicide, all those things. Like, it's shame is one of the most powerful tools to destroy a man's soul. And we're gonna see an incredible weekend of a lot of healing take place.
Right. Is the governor's gonna be there, right?
Yeah, he's gonna make an appearance on Saturday night.
That's very cool. Obviously, you've got Justin Moore. You've got Toby Keith. It's at Daytona International Speedway. And if people want to go, how do they figure that out? Can they still get tickets?
Yeah, just go to heroeshonorfestival.com. Every ticket bought sponsors a veteran. So if you want to see a great show with like Toby Keith and the governor and Justin Moore and all those folks, Navy SEALs flying in, Patriot flyovers, you can just go to the website and purchase your ticket, which will sponsor a vet. And then if you're a veteran yourself of any war, you can get a ticket for yourself and a guest and register for free at heroeshonorfestival.com.
All right, and you can go to heroeshonorfestival.com, and even if you can't go, you can actually sponsor a veteran to go. You can pay for their ticket as well. That's something you can do, and frankly, if you can afford it, that's something you should do as far as I'm concerned. Ben, thanks very much for coming on this morning. I really appreciate it, and it's something very important that you're doing, all right?
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too. You take care. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be a great weekend, and you can still go. So please do check that out. And as I say, maybe sponsor a veteran. If you can't actually go, maybe buy somebody else a ticket, a veteran from any conflict at all where you've got somebody who served. Maybe do that. Heroes Honor Festival. .com. Heroes, plural, honor, festival.com. It's 7:20 on this Monday morning. I'm Simon Conway in the chair, and this is Good Morning Orlando. Top stories we're following for you this morning include a search is underway to find the driver involved in a hit-and-run that led to a man's death in Volusia County. FHP says the driver fled the scene after hitting a pedestrian in Osteen yesterday morning. The pedestrian was left lying in the road and was hit by another car coming upon the scene. Updates at least every 10 minutes on these stories throughout the morning right here on Good Morning Orlando.
Do you like chiming in? Call us at 407-916-5400 or text us at 23680. This is Good Morning Orlando on News Radio WFLA.
Good morning, Orlando. Simon Conway in the chair. 7:25 already on this Monday morning, and we're just talking about our military and people who have served, of course. And Wallet Harbor's literally just come out with a survey. When I say literally, I mean literally. It's an overused word, really not within the last few minutes I've received this survey, and it shows that Florida is the second best state in the union for military retirees after Virginia, and ahead of Minnesota. That's how you're supposed to say Minnesota, by the way.
Minnesota.
Like that. Anyway, so Florida number two. We don't want to be number two. We want to be number one. What's up with that?
Come on.
So
get with it.
Come on, Florida. Get your act together, man. anyway... number two. That's not bad. We would prefer it to be higher, but it ranks two in the nation as one of the best states for military retirees. And you know, you can see it. You live here. We know, right? Those of us who live or have lived in Florida, we know. We absolutely know. They look at things like the best facilities, the economic situation of a state, the overall quality of life. Florida ranked fourth. Believe it or not, Maryland ranks one. What? What? healthcare, all that other stuff as well is the things that are looked at when it comes to just figuring out who has the second best state in the union for military retirees. So there you go.
Yeah.
Well done, Florida.
Yeah,
I love that story.
My grandfather was a colonel in the U.S. Army, served during World War II, and he retired to Florida and enjoyed the rest of his life here.
Is that why you're there?
Yes, pretty much.
Mm. Yeah. Family stories are always fascinating to me. Have you ever been tempted to do the DNA thing, Alan?
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. I was just thinking about that this weekend for no particular reason. But I've always been kind of curious about my background and, you know, what transpired before I came around to planet Earth.
I'm kind of a little bit interested. Part of the reason is I am not entirely white, Alan. And there's a picture from my mum and dad's wedding, which might give me a clue as to a part of my ancestry. And so I am fascinated by what that was and how it all came about. I'm not sure how much I'll get, though, from one of these things, because, of course, I was born in the UK. And I know that part of my ancestry was from the Balkans. So I don't know how much I'm going to actually get from all of that. When I say I know, it's just, you know, stories I was told when I was growing up that we have this Balkan heritage somewhere in the background. But as I say, that doesn't explain the I'm not entirely white thing. So I'm just fascinated where it all comes from.
Yeah, I'm interested, too, because I'm basically second-generation American. My grandparents all came from abroad. My grandfather, I mentioned, he was from Russia, his wife from Poland. My other grandparents were from England and from Germany.
Mm. Fascinating. Yeah, I'm leaning towards doing it. I haven't done it yet, though. We will see. It is 7:29 on this Monday morning. I'm Simon Conway in the chair for Bud, and this is News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Another special session getting underway at the state capitol, and millions of Americans get ready for holiday travel. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together, and elsewhere in just 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando.
Good morning, Orlando. 7:33. State lawmakers getting ready for another special session, and millions of Americans are getting ready for holiday travel. Here's Alan Spector in the WFLA News Center. Alan?
Simon, state lawmakers are gathering in Tallahassee today to begin a special session on property insurance. Rates are going up for many consumers. Some are seeing their policies get canceled, and some companies are going out of business or leaving Florida. But Representative Anna Escamani of Orlando says she is not expecting a quick fix.
I'm very concerned that the solutions before us are going to be anti-consumer and not actually holding insurance companies accountable. So there's just no simple answer, and I am worried that in the time frame that we have, we won't find those solutions.
Lawmakers have unveiled proposed legislation that would block insurance companies from denying coverage to a homeowner if a roof is less than 15 years old, while another bill would set limits on attorneys' fees in lawsuits against insurance companies. This news is brought to you by Trustco Bank, Florida's hometown bank. More than 39 million people are expected to travel this Memorial Day weekend, with the vast majority of those in cars.
In fact, some 35 million will be on the roads, a predicted 8% increase over 2021. However you get where you're going, it's going to be more expensive. Rental car prices are up around 16%, and hotels are around 42% more expensive. That's not to mention the current gas prices. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Speaking of those gas prices, AAA reports they are drifting a bit lower here in Florida. Today's statewide average is $4.48 per gallon. That is down 3 cents after setting a new record high of $4.51 last week. If your holiday plans include boating, there are some things to keep in mind during this National Safe Boating Week. Brian Raywinkle with the Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission says always wear a life jacket, pay attention to what's going on around you, and
the warm weather also brings people on the water and for sort of the party atmosphere. Just make sure that when you're operating a boat, you're not impaired. People should designate it as a sober operator.
Florida has more than 1 million registered vessels, more than any other state. The Heat are hoping to take a commanding 3-1 lead in the NBA Eastern Conference Finals when they face the Celtics in Game 4 at Boston tonight. Miami's coming off a 109-103 victory in Game 3, despite Jimmy Butler missing the entire second half of the game due to injury. WFLA News Time is 7:35. Elsewhere. Elsewhere. Following the death of country music legend Naomi Judd, the music will go on. Winona Judd, daughter of Naomi, says a tour to honor her mother's legacy will resume later this year. She'll be joined by an all-star lineup including Martina McBride, Brandi Carlile, Faith Hill, Little Big Town, and Trisha Yearwood. The tour starts in September with 11 shows through October. Unfortunately, no Florida dates are scheduled.
Aw.
Yeah. That's quite a show, quite a lineup they've got.
It is. It absolutely is. It's fascinating. I just saw, like a year ago, I saw Martina McBride in the Surf Ballroom, which was the place in Clear Lake, Iowa, the place of Buddy Holly's last gig.
Oh, yeah.
And we were like, I had no idea that my wife had done this, and we were like five rows from the front.
Nice.
It was very cool.
Yeah, Martina McBride, beautiful woman, great singer.
Yep, absolutely amazing night. And this will be a very special tour. I may have to see if we can get to see that.
This episode of Elsewhere is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away. Here's a blast from the past. Remember the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers? Well, the actor who played the Red Power Ranger in the 90s TV series is facing federal charges for COVID fraud. TMZ reports Austin St. John had his home in Texas raided by the FBI last Thursday, and he was arrested. A federal indictment involving 18 people, including St. John, alleges the actor was approved for $3.5 million in loans through a program designed to help small businesses affected by COVID. I believe that's the old PPP program. St. John is accused of using the funds for personal purchases.
Wow. Why do people think they're going to get away with that? That's a serious question. I just have no idea why people think they're going to get away with that.
He was the Red Power Ranger, you know. So you probably...
I never got into the Power Rangers. Didn't they have names? You were just the red one or the blue one or whatever?
Basically, that's all I knew was the colors.
That's it.
Yeah. That's all you needed.
That's it? That's all there were?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And there you go.
Okay. There you go.
And
I got nothing else.
And obviously. And finally... Students at three Indiana high schools believe they successfully have broken the Guinness World Record for the largest game of duck, duck, goose. Over 2,000 students gathered to play the game. School officials say they had to last 16 minutes to break the record set by a Missouri school district back in 2011. The superintendent of Vigo County Schools said he thinks they beat the current record, but they're waiting for official recognition. So, good luck.
Okay, so two things.
Yeah.
What the heck is Duck, Duck, Goose? I have no idea.
Really? You don't know that game?
Oh.
Never heard of it.
It's the best because you get to bop people on the top of the head.
Yeah. Everybody kind of sits in a circle, right, Lizzie?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
It's a kid's game, obviously.
Correct.
And
then you just smack them around?
A designated person gets to... run around, yeah, and smack people in the head. Uh-huh. Go duck, duck, uh-huh. Goose.
That's it.
And then when you say goose, that person chases you around.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and what about our friend in Idaho? He can't like this.
No, he's...
Someone else having a Guinness record?
David Rush. Yeah,
he
could not be reached for comment.
Okay.
Because we didn't try.
He'd be doing it to himself before we know it.
That's right. Find these stories and more on the Good Morning Orlando page at WFLAOrlando.com. And listen to the Elsewhere podcast on the iHeartRadio app. Just look for Elsewhere. 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 with Alan Spector. More of Good Morning Orlando on the way, plus an update of Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in just 2 minutes.
Top stories we're following for you this morning include Russia is banning President Biden and Vice President Harris. They're no longer allowed in the country due to the U.S. supporting Ukraine in its fight for freedom. An updated list of nearly 1,000 names was released over the weekend. Updates at least every 10 minutes on these stories throughout the morning, right here on Good Morning Orlando.
News, weather, and traffic for the smartest audience in talk radio. News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Almost 7:45 on this Monday morning. If you want to go to Russia and your name is not on the list that they released over the weekend, well, you know what would help? You know what would help them to do that, guy?
$1,000.
Dollars.
Dollars. Yep, in just a little over an hour, we're going to start giving you an hourly, nationwide $1,000 keyword. That goes all the way through 5 p.m. That means you have 9 chances to win $1,000. As soon as we give you that keyword, you log on to WFLAOrlando.com, enter it in, and wait. Within the hour, you might get a phone call that you don't recognize. Pick it up, and they're going to put a grand right in your hand.
Right. I mean, it could be from a 513 area code. Do not concern yourself with the fact that you don't know anybody in Cincinnati, Ohio. That's not relevant. Pick it up. Because that could very well be us. If you don't pick it up, you won't win, and we want you to win.
Could be Hall of Famer Johnny Bench calling you. Former Cincinnati Reds great.
Okay.
Just on the off chance of that, you should pick it up.
Okay. There you go. Not Urban Meyer. He won't be calling you because I'm pretty sure he's not there anymore. So,
is he anywhere now?
I don't know. But I'm pretty sure he's not in Ohio. Anyway, we digress. If you get a phone call, pick it up.
Yeah.
That's how that basically works. And that way you could win $1,000.
Dollars.
Yeah. Mm.
Uh-huh.
According to President Biden, the United States military will defend Taiwan, quote, if it comes to that, unquote. He said that America's would keep its commitment to Taiwan if it faced a Ukraine situation, which is good because we didn't keep our commitment to Ukraine when we got them to give up their nukes. Yeah, we'll take care. If you come under attack, we'll be there. Don't you worry about it. Just give us your nukes. I find that fascinating because that's China. We now know how bad the Russian military is. I mean, the big thing we get out of this, out of what's going on in Ukraine, is we now can see with our own eyes how bad the Russian military is. I wouldn't count on that with the Chinese military. I just wouldn't. But the president said, we, the United States of America, will send our military to defend Taiwan if China were to invade the nation. Very quickly. This was a reporter asking. Very quickly. You didn't want to get involved in the Ukraine military conflict. For obvious reasons, the reporter said, for obvious reasons. Wow. Are you willing to get involved militarily to defend Taiwan if it comes to that? Yes, Biden replied. One word answer. Yes. The reporter went, you are? Like, that's crazy. You are? President said, that's the commitment we made, the president said. Hmm. Interesting, don't you think? Now, of course, we have all also, at the same time we've done that, we've also always apparently recognized the, quote, one China policy. That refers to the United States' recognition of the People's Republic of China as the sole legal government of China. So that only acknowledges, without endorsing, China's claim that Taiwan is part of it. Very, very interesting thing that the president said. A White House spokesman said, as the president said, our policy has not changed. He reiterated our one China policy and our commitment to peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait. He also reiterated our commitment under the Taiwan Relations Act to provide Taiwan with the military means to defend itself. That's not what he said at all, by the way. That's what we're doing in Ukraine. That's not what the president said. It's nearly 7:50 on this Monday morning. This is News Radio WFLA Orlando. Top stories we're following for you this morning include a likely case of monkeypox is being identified in Florida. The Florida Department of Health in Broward County says the presumptive case involves international travel. The World Health Organization has confirmed over 90 cases worldwide, including 5 now in the United States as of Saturday. Updates at least every 10 minutes on these stories throughout the morning, right here on Good Morning Orlando.
News, weather, traffic. This is Good Morning Orlando on News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Good morning, Orlando. Simon Conway in the chair. It is 7:54 on this Monday morning. It is very interesting. We just ran out of time, but I wanted to point something out. Because to me, it seems like the White House is walking back from what the president said. So as they are on this Eastern tour, a reporter says to Biden, this is the quote, "Very quickly, you didn't want to get involved in the Ukraine conflict militarily for obvious reasons. Are you willing to get involved militarily to defend Taiwan if it comes to it?" This is in a news conference in Japan. "Yes," Biden said. "You are?" the reporter pressed. "That's the commitment we made," the president said. The White House then seems to me to have walked it back. A White House spokesman said the administration's policy, quote, "has not changed." As the president said, our policy has not changed. He reiterated our one China policy and our commitment to peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait. He also reiterated our commitment under the Taiwan Relations Act to provide Taiwan with the military means to defend itself, unquote. That is not what Biden said. Biden said he would defend it militarily. That is U.S. forces to Taiwan. So now we have confusion reigning again, as far as I'm concerned. It's very interesting stuff because, you see, China, for a while now, has thought that we are weak. And Biden may want to do that, but I don't know that that happens. China got very aggressive. They publicly warned him not to talk about Taiwan when he was in the Far East. And they ignored that pretty much immediately. There was a joint statement between Biden and the president of South Korea. Here we go. Yoon Suk-yeol. Hopefully I got that right. Which talks about Taiwan. Then we know there's going to be a bunch of Taiwan discussions in Japan. And by doing that in the face of China saying, "You better not talk about it," they're basically saying, yeah, you know what, we're not scared, actually, China. And so this is now a very fascinating situation because I think now our policy is once again confused. Are we saying U.S. troops to Taiwan? if China invades? Or are we saying, yep, we're going to do what we're doing in Ukraine. We'll give them stuff. And then they can defend themselves. I don't know what the policy is. Biden definitely said one thing, and the White House spokesperson on the trip said something, as far as I'm concerned, entirely different. So that is the world we're looking at right now. Clock is at 7:58. Wow, 2 hours in the can already. That's crazy. I'm Simon Conway in the chair. This is Good Morning Orlando.
Monkeypox apparently arrives here in Florida, and the Bolts are on the verge of a sweep. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together in just 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando.
WFLF Pine Hills, Orlando. WMGF HD3, Mount Dora, Orlando. News Radio WFLA, an iHeart radio station.
Good morning, Orlando. This is Orlando's news, weather, and traffic on News Radio WFLA, Orlando. Now on FM 94.1, still on FM 93.1, AM 540, and worldwide on your iHeartRadio app. I'm Simon Conway.
And I'm Alan Spector. Our top story this hour, another virus finds its way to Florida. More in 1 minute.
And a Florida woman allegedly went berserk in a McDonald's a few days ago. Apparently, that's the norm, and it's coming right up on Good Morning Orlando.
8:02 on News Radio WFLA Orlando. Everyone should be concerned about monkeypox, but there's no need to panic. That word from President Biden as the virus spreads worldwide.
Well, I just don't think it rises to the level of the kind of concern that existed with COVID-19, the smallpox vaccine works for it. So, but I think people should be careful.
Biden spoke overnight in Tokyo. A possible case of monkeypox is now reported here in Florida. Gordon Bird has more.
The Florida Department of Health in Broward County says the presumptive case involves international travel. NBC6 reports the state is working to identify potential exposures as the patient is in isolation. No other monkeypox cases found in Florida so far. The World Health Organization has confirmed over 90 cases worldwide, including 5 in the U.S. as of Saturday. The disease is usually found in Africa, and experts are puzzled by recent outbreaks in the U.S. and Europe. Gordon Bird, News Radio WFLA Orlando.
This news brought to you by Trustco Bank, Florida's hometown bank. The White House COVID response coordinator says the country is just not done yet with COVID-19.
It's still quite disruptive, and 300 people a day are still dying of this disease. That's way too much.
On ABC's This Week, Dr. Ashish Jha urged people to get vaccinated, get boosted, and to wear masks in crowded indoor spaces. A new poll from CBS News and YouGov shows 69% of voters now believe the U.S. economy is bad. That's compared to 46% a year ago. Meanwhile, Senator Rick Scott says the Biden administration has been slow to respond to economic woes and high inflation.
The expectation is that whoever the president is gets ahead of the problems rather than behind the problem.
Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, the Florida Republican said that inflation is a key issue in the upcoming midterms and that it will bode well for Republicans given their consistent messaging on how to combat it. Scott cited balancing budgets, watching spending, and decoupling from China as key solutions. A developer from Dubai is buying the South Florida property where last summer's condo collapse killed 98 people. The price tag, $120 million. The sale is expected to be finalized today. And the All-Florida Stanley Cup playoff series could be over tonight.
The Tampa Bay Lightning defeated the Florida Panthers 5-1 on Sunday afternoon in Tampa. For the defending Stanley Cup champion Lightning, their 5 goals included this pivotal one from Steven Stamkos in the second period.
Kucherov across the blind high slot. Left circle, Stamkos! Score! What a play! A bomb from Stamkos!
Lightning Radio with the call, with the Bolts leading the series 3-0. They look to eliminate the Florida Panthers in Game 4 in Tampa tonight. I'm Jason Barringer.
WFLA News Time is 8:05. Jif peanut butter is recalled over a suspected salmonella outbreak. That story is online at WFLAOrlando.com. You're just 1 hour from your next chance to win $1,000. Listen right after 9 a.m. for the keyword can help put you, actually help you put a grand in your hand as we kick off the final week of the contest. The third hour of Good Morning Orlando starts now.
Quick wit and compelling perspectives. Glenn Beck, 9 till noon. News Radio, WFLA Orlando.
Dollars. Mm-hmm.
Dollar.
Mm. Yes, we want you to win $1,000 last week, ladies and gentlemen, last week. So we want to get you your cash before this thing ends, because that's important. These new I-4 exits are still being watched by cops.
Yep.
For wrong way driving. And that's a serious concern, you would think, right? Very. And I'm trying to get my head around what's different between this one and the one in Brandon, the Selman Expressway, because that's also a directional thing, and it's never been an issue for me or apparently anybody else. So what's different about the I-4 one, guys?
I can tell you that as someone who lives in Altamont Springs and travels Central Parkway quite often, and there's an entrance and exit from the I-4 express lanes on Central Parkway, they are very close together, the exit and the entrance, and you don't have to make that severe a turn to actually wind up in the exit lane. It's not completely clear. You just have to be watching what you're doing. Mm. And again, there are patrol cars there waiting to stop you if you do wind up going the wrong way.
Yeah, every day on my way home, I see him sitting there with his lights on.
Yep.
Basically to say, not this way.
Exactly.
So here's something interesting. It's costing, okay, $8,100 a day to keep these cop cars there.
Wow.
A day. So they clearly need to fix this sooner rather than later. And because that's a lot of cash. That's going to dig into your police budget real fast. So anyway, I just thought that was particularly interesting to me this morning, but we'll keep an eye on that and tell you what they're gonna do. We all saw that the video of that lady going nuts in a McDonald's, right? We all saw that Florida woman going nuts. I don't know how we can say allegedly when we've seen the video, but allegedly she went nuts. And smashing the plastic cups and all the rest of it, and her own family had to escort her out, right? Apparently, we're getting more and more like that. That's becoming the norm. We're going to talk about that with somebody who is absolutely passionate about customer service and the customer experience. That's coming up next. I have never felt the urge to go nuts in a fast food restaurant. But that's just me. It's 8:08 on this Monday morning.
You're not living.
And this is News... Apparently not. Apparently not. This is News Radio WFLA Orlando. Top stories we're following for you this morning include: a man is hurt after a shooting in Orlando. It happened last night in Richmond Heights on King Cole Boulevard. He's expected to survive. No arrest has been announced, and there's no word on a motive. Updates at least every 10 minutes on these stories throughout the morning, right here on Good Morning Orlando.
The new form of broadcast excellence. Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, noon to 3 p.m. News Radio, WFLA Orlando.
Good morning, Orlando. Simon Conway in the chair on this Monday morning, 8:13, almost 8:14 in actual fact. And it was just last week that a woman from Lakeland went nuts in a McDonald's, allegedly. 22-year-old Tianis Jones stormed into the restaurant after she was getting mad over the time her order was taking in the drive-thru, right? One of my favorite chefs, Grady Judd, said, "I don't know if she was just two fries short of a Happy Meal. Hey, Grady. But she created a McMess and acted like a McNutt." We love Sheriff Judd. Joining us to talk about what is going on in our fast food restaurants is somebody who thinks the customer experience should be supreme always. And she is Sarah Buxbaum. She's on our newsmaker line. Good morning, Sarah. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. We just want to make sure you're not two fries short of a Happy Meal, actually. That's
I think a lot of really... people are.
So this is interesting because fast food workers, they're facing a lot more harassment. I don't begin to understand this. Angry customers are lashing out, and largely it's actually due to rising menu prices, but apparently the wait in the drive-thru is also getting to some people.
Yeah, I think everything's getting people these days. And I don't know why they keep thinking bad behavior is going to change anything. We all know the food is expensive right now. And the reality is, if you are mad about it, don't go support that restaurant then. Don't go in and start yelling at these poor people who are just trying to come to work to serve you your Happy Meal and a smile. And then they're getting yelled at because, you know, they're short-staffed, so their order's taking longer. It's just this whole cycle of just, what are people thinking? I don't know. I just don't know.
Right, but there's plenty of stories out there that we have all kinds of businesses that are struggling to hire people. It's mm-hmm. been out there for a while that restaurants are particularly badly hit. And you know that. If you frequent restaurants, you know that. And you know, therefore, it's taking longer. Just chill. I don't begin. Honestly, I'm not sure if it's the way I'm built. This stuff never gets to me, ever.
Oh, same. I mean, I have been in customer service for 18 years, and I've never seen anything like this. And I'm a pretty patient person. I mean, I literally used to get paid to get yelled at all day. I was a food and beverage manager for a couple hotels. But I just, the behavior of people now, and people always ask me, is it the millennials? Is it the baby boomer? Who is it? It's everybody. it's not just like, oh, they're kids or, oh, they're, these are grown women and men who know you should not treat people like this, especially over a Happy Meal. It's crazy that the society is just treating everyone like this. And I think they're going to learn a hard lesson, and these restaurants are going to close down because they're not going to be able to keep up with this constant harassment. I mean, honestly, it's what it is.
And you're a person, I mean, that your passion in life is about raising the bar when it comes to a customer experience, customer service. You want companies to always treat customers like they're the most important thing. That's who you are. So it is fascinating to hear you talk about the customers being the ones that are losing their minds.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, I just can't. I see it on so many levels, the management level, the people. It's just the training, then the lack of, I mean, we don't need to get into politics and all that, but look at how we're living right now with gas and food and everything costing so much money. But unfortunately, I mean, I really do believe if you cannot afford to take care of your customers, you don't get customers. You can't, that's just how I really think that. And I think companies need to recognize that. And consumers need to recognize that. If they're going to keep demanding the moon and the stars and they're treating people like garbage, they're not going to win. And we'll see how it all shakes out. I hope that the smaller,
Sure. What training, what kind of training are companies giving to employees to deal with the likes of that lady I spoke about at the beginning? How do you deal with that? I mean, I just be walking away and calling 911 if I was working in a place like that and someone came behind the counter and started throwing stuff around. That's all I'd be doing.
Yep, same. I'd go push that little panic button on the bottom of the counter and have the police take care of it. But unfortunately, a lot of it is due to the hiring. People are so, these companies are just desperate for workers, so they're hiring people who really have no customer service experience. And I think that may be part of the problem. But then, like I said, these people need to start treating these employees better. So the training side of it, you can't train someone who's not, some people just aren't meant to be working in customer service, and there's nothing wrong with that. But we need to stop hiring these people who, it's very evident they should not be working in customer service.
No, there's definitely some people that fit into that category. Sarah Buxbaum is an expert in customer service. Thank you very much for getting up early for us this morning. We really do appreciate it. You have yourself a fabulous rest of the day, man. It is 8:20 on this Monday morning. Simon Conway in the chair. This is Good Morning Orlando. Top stories following for you this morning include 16 people from Cuba are in custody after coming ashore in the Florida Keys. Border Patrol says 10 Cubans came ashore as part of a smuggling operation and another six swam to the shore in Golden Beach in a second landing after their boat capsized. No one was hurt. Updates at least every 10 minutes on these stories throughout the morning right here on Good Morning Orlando.
Money, real estate, investments. Learn from the pros, evenings and weekends. News Radio, WFLA Orlando.
Good morning, Orlando. 8:24 on this Monday morning. You know what would be, you know what would be a great way to start the week?
What?
Winning $1,000.
Dollars.
Yep, in just under an hour. It starts at 9 a.m., and this is your final week to win $1,000. Starting at 9 a.m. all the way through 5 p.m., we're going to give you nine chances to win. All you have to do is listen for the nationwide hourly $1,000 keyword. Once you hear it, you go to WFLAOrlando.com, enter it in, and wait for a phone call. Within the hour, you might get that phone call. You might not recognize the number. Pick it up. And we will give you $1,000.
Dollars. Very good. We want you to do that. Very interesting letter from the National School Boards Association to President Biden. We now have the early demands from the National School Boards Association to the White House. They included, you're not going to believe it. I don't think you're going to believe this. They included calling for the deployment of the Army National Guard to school board meetings. What? This is a quote. It's a draft of a letter. We ask that the Army National Guard and its military police be deployed to certain school districts and related events where student and school personnel have been subjected to acts and threats of violence. Wow. Remember, they wanted them, parents treated pretty much like terrorists. They specifically called for that. They talked about the Patriot Act. They requested in the original letter parents' actions should be examined under the Patriot Act as domestic terrorists. Then back in October, the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, he sent out a memo. He instructed the FBI to collaborate with state and local leaders to, quote, address threats against school administrators, board members, teachers, and staff. He said that the collaboration, quote, will open dedicated lines of communication for threat reporting, assessment, and response. These are school boards where parents were getting, I agree, right, I think rightly, upset about what was going on in the schools. But because parents had never been vocal before, suddenly we're talking about the military?
Yeah, the
what?
The idea of a federal response is puzzling to me, Simon. I mean, don't we have local laws and local law enforcement to take care of these kind of situations if they get out of hand?
Right. If there's actual harassment, if there's threats of violence, if there's all that stuff, yeah, that's what the local police are for. The military? It's like your head wants to explode. There's an organization in our country that specifically called on the White House to unleash the military on parents at school board meetings. Truly mind blown. I mean, I thought the whole, hey, yeah, I think these people might be terrorists thing was crazy enough, but the military? Man, crazy stuff, man. Crazy. It's 8:28 on this Monday morning. Simon Conway in the chair, 407-916-5400. You can join us. You can text us at 23680 as well. You can send us a talk back. This is News Radio WFLA Orlando.
State lawmakers are back in Tallahassee. And as a holiday approaches, a reminder to be safe on the water. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together and elsewhere in just 2 minutes. On Good Morning Orlando.
Good morning, Orlando. 8:32 on this Monday morning. State lawmakers are back in Tallahassee. And a reminder to be safe on the water. Here's Alan Spector in a WFLA News Center. Alan?
Simon, efforts to reform Florida's property insurance industry begin today. State lawmakers are meeting in Tallahassee for the first day of a special session designed to save the industry from collapsing. Homeowners are facing higher rates and fewer options as some companies have closed or left the state. Brevard County Representative Randy Fine says a number of ideas are under consideration.
I think there's a wide variety of solutions. I mean, we've got to do things that deal with lawyers' fees. We've got to do things that deal with fraudulent claims. And we've got to make sure that people do get their legitimate claims paid.
The special session is set to run through Friday. This news is brought to you by Trustco Bank, Florida's hometown bank. President Biden says the United States would come to the military defense of Taiwan if China tried to take the island by force. In Tokyo overnight, Biden said he does support the One China policy, which recognizes only one Chinese government.
But the idea that it can be taken by force, just taken by force, is just not appropriate. It will dislocate the entire region and be another action similar to what happened in Ukraine.
And Biden said that's one of the reasons Russia must pay a dear price, as he put it, for its invasion of Ukraine. A man is dead after he apparently broke into a home in Orange County. The sheriff's office says he was shot yesterday afternoon by the owner of the home in Azalea Court on Brentwood Street. The alleged burglar, said to be in his 30s, was taken to the hospital where he died. This is National Safe Boating Week. And with the holiday approaching, it's a good time to remember to keep your eyes peeled when operating a vessel on Florida waters.
Put your energy into operating the boat, and that's 360-degree awareness. That's what might be approaching you from behind. Any of those things, just make sure you're paying attention.
And Brian Raywinkle of the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission says if you're going to be partying on the water, designate a sober operator. Justin Thomas is celebrating a victory at the PGA Championship at Southern Hills Country Club in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Thomas edged Will Zalatoris in a three-hole playoff after both finished the final round of the tournament tied at 5 under par. WFLA News Time is 8:35. Elsewhere. Now, we've been talking about Zac Brown Band coming to Tampa in October. We've been giving away tickets on our website. Now comes news that the group's bassist and songwriter has ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. John Driscoll Hopkins stood alongside his bandmates on Friday to reveal his diagnosis.
Because my symptoms have been slow progressing from the start, we believe they will continue to be slow progressing going forward. God willing, I plan to be rocking with these amazing people for many years to come.
We certainly hope so. Hopkins said he's been experiencing stiffness and slurred speech for some time. After the diagnosis, he created the Hop on a Cure Foundation to help support research for the disease.
It's just so awful, isn't it?
Yes.
It's just such a horrible disease, and you end up, you know, if it's faster progressing, you end up trapped in your own body, and I just can't even begin to imagine. It's very, very sad. So, sad story when anybody gets it. In some ways, and I hope he'll understand what I'm saying, when somebody high profile gets it, it's actually helpful. Because the focus is returned to it, and maybe more money is raised, and we try and find a cure, which obviously works for everybody.
We need that because this, as you said, it's a very sad disease. I remember Catfish Hunter, the great pitcher for the New York Yankees, got ALS, and he wound up dying at the age of 53 because he fell down, had no control over his body.
A friend of one of my son-in-laws passed away from it in his 30s. Mm. It's just awful.
It is. On a happier note, elsewhere...
Live from New York, it's Saturday night!
Well, maybe a bit of a sad note. Saturday Night Live is saying goodbye to four longtime cast members. Kate McKinnon, A.D. Bryant, Kyle Mooney, and Pete Davidson said their goodbyes on stage this past weekend as the show wrapped up its 47th season. All four had been on SNL for 8 years or longer.
47th season, huh?
Amazing, huh?
Last time it was funny was 40 years ago.
Oh, come on.
I don't find it funny, man. And I don't know if it's me. I just don't get it anymore. It's just not funny. It doesn't make me laugh.
Well, you know, I have to say there are things that make me laugh, there are things that have me scratch my head, and some things I say, well, that wasn't that funny. But, you know, it's always been like that as far as I'm concerned.
Correct.
People talk about the golden age when it was, you know, Bill Murray and Chevy Chase and that whole gang. You watch those old shows, there's some great sketches, and there's some not-so-great sketches.
Correct. On point.
It's always been, I think, a mix.
I don't know, man. I every now and again I'll give in and watch one, and I'm scratching my head throughout it. The funniest thing it does is Weekend Update. That's the funniest thing it does.
Yeah.
So there you go.
All right. Well, finally.
All right.
It turns out.
Yes.
We got news from your homeland, Simon. It turns out that something a British family kept in their kitchen for decades is worth a pretty penny. It is a blue and gold 2-foot-high vase, and it sold at auction for just under $2 million. The seller inherited the vase from his father, who bought it in the 80s for a few hundred pounds. The vase, it turns out, was from China in the 18th century and believed to be made for the 6th emperor of the Qing dynasty. And I only did that story so I could hit the gong.
And cross your arms.
I know. Well, I mean, look, we have the gong in the studio. We have to hit it every now and again.
Come on.
Otherwise, you can't justify the expense of having it.
You should hit it again right now.
Do it.
They'll take it away if we don't use it.
Yes, I know.
It's the iHeart gong.
There you go.
I think we're good for another month now. Find more on these stories on the Good Morning Orlando page at WFLAOrlando.com. Listen to the Elsewhere podcast on the iHeartRadio app. Just look for Elsewhere. With Alan Spector and Simon's back along.
Before you go anywhere, I just want to say that Elsewhere, way funnier than SNL.
Oh.
Just putting that out there.
Thank you.
Yes.
Although, according to you, that's a low bar.
Elsewhere makes me laugh every day.
Okay.
Just saying.
Oh, thank you, Simon. I'm going to take that as a compliment.
It's a compliment. Take it.
All right. And you take it. Good morning, Orlando. In a couple of minutes, along with an update of Orlando's news, weather, and traffic.
Top stories we're following for you this morning include a developer from Dubai is buying the South Florida property where last summer's deadly condo collapse happened for $120 million. 98 people were killed when the tower suddenly collapsed last June. The sale is expected to be finalized today. Updates at least every 10 minutes on these stories throughout the morning right here on Good Morning Orlando.
quick wit and compelling perspectives. Glenn Beck, 9 till noon. News Radio, WFLA Orlando.
Good morning, Orlando. Simon Conway in the chair for Bud. Bud, we wish you well, and hopefully you will be back behind this microphone before too long, my friend. So hope you have yourself a great rest of the day if you're listening. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we heard Alan talking about the Zac Brown Band in Elsewhere. Very sad story. Perhaps this makes it even more important that you go see him, and, well, we can help you out with that, right, Guy?
Mm-hmm. Go to WFLAOrlando.com right now and sign up to win tickets to see the Zac Brown Band. They're on their Out in the Middle tour. That's going to be Saturday, October 8th at the Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater in Tampa at the fairgrounds.
I have a question about this band. Mm-hmm. Are they officially known as the Zac Brown Band or just Zac Brown Band?
Zac Brown Band.
That's what I thought.
Yes. Just like Dave Matthews Band.
Because I've said it both ways and I wasn't sure.
Yes, but you can win tickets by going to WFLAOrlando.com right now and click to win.
There you go. Tie works. And by the way, if you just want to cover all the bases, you can buy tickets there as well.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So that's good. You can definitely do that. And Guy's buying me tickets, which is very nice of him.
And you're buying the beer.
Again, you got.
Yes, I am.
You got the short end of the stick there, Simon.
Apparently. Anyway, I definitely want to try and catch him this year. All right, ladies and gentlemen, 8:46. Time is ticking away real fast for us this morning. And I just want to talk to you about this NSBA letter, because we didn't quite get to the end of that story. So this is the National School Board Association. These are the people that described parents as, you know, potential terrorists, domestic terrorists. The Attorney General also hopped on board. Now we discover they actually wrote to the White House demanding that the Army National Guard, the military, showed up to, it's like so mind-blowing, it makes you laugh, showed up to school board meetings because parents were suddenly becoming vocal. This does not need to die as a story on a radio show like this. Somebody needs to pick this up and run with it. Someone needs to do that. And hopefully we'll talk to a member of Congress this week who's going to tell us what they're going to do about it, because this is just outrageous. It is so outrageous that really... It needs to be dealt with publicly. We need to know what they were thinking. We need to know how anybody thought that was appropriate. Right? It's very important that we don't just make this a story. Oh, look what they did. And move on. We need more than that here. The School Board Association wanted to turn the military on parents who were speaking up. This is the United States of America, and it's 2022. It's 8:48. We'll take a quick final timeout. We'll come back. We'll wrap it up for a Monday. I'm Simon Conway in the chair. This is News Radio WFLA Orlando. Top stories we're following for you this morning include the Lightning are within a game of sweeping their second-round Stanley Cup playoff series. Tampa Bay beat the Florida Panthers 5-1 yesterday afternoon. The Bolts lead the series 3-0 and host game 4 tonight. Go Bolts. Updates at least every 10 minutes on these stories throughout the morning, right here on Good Morning Orlando.
From News Radio WFLA, this is Good Morning Orlando. Call us at 407-916-5400 or text us at 23680.
Good morning, Orlando. Simon Conway in the chair. 8:52 on this Monday morning. And ladies and gentlemen, do you know what you could do the rest of the day once we're off the air? You can listen to podcasts.
Yep.
There's all kinds of stuff on there. You could listen to Elsewhere again, and it will make you laugh way more than SNL ever has. You could do that. What else could they do? What else could they do, Guy?
They can also listen to the Not Lost podcast. They can journey through a bucket list worthy destinations from Mexico City to Montreal. Follow along as strangers become new friends who bond over food, culture, and more. You can listen to the Not Lost Now podcast on the iHeartRadio app, and it's 100% free.
Hey, you know, this Guy, we should put Simon's review of Elsewhere on our website. Funnier than SNL, which I hate. Simon Conway.
Yes. Yes, you could do that, or you could turn this into a promo, and we could run it all day.
Yeah, well, watch
Elsewhere
out.
Elsewhere is funnier than SNL.
Here you go.
We
just
tell the
it.
Truth here. Makes me laugh. Just saying. Makes me laugh all the time. A bit like the special session, see what I did there, in Tallahassee that's starting today. That makes me laugh as well. So let me just get this right. We had 60 days, starting in January, ending in March, where lawmakers were in Tallahassee. And, of course, once they're there, they have to make law because that's how they justify their existence. So they make a bunch of law, and the thing they don't get done is they don't address property insurance. They didn't get anything done. And so now we're going back for a week, and we're told they're going to get stuff done.
And this is the second special session.
Right, exactly. And yet, if you look at the quotes from lawmakers, they're like, yeah, don't expect anything. Don't think anything's going to happen. Just saying. Just throwing that out there. And that's the reality. I mean, listen, I'm all in favor of legislatures meeting less and less. Because every time it is anywhere in the country, any state house, the more they meet, the more law they make. And frankly, we really don't need that much new law. But they have to do it to justify their own existence. And yet sometimes they don't address the things that we really need addressing. And so then they go back for a special session. Okay, I'm all right with it. But don't go back for a special session and say, yeah, we're not actually going to be able to provide any relief. If you're struggling to pay that homeowner's insurance, don't expect that's going to change anytime soon. I'm paraphrasing, but that's what they're saying. So I'm going to be stunned. I don't know about you, Alan. I'm going to be absolutely stunned if they come up with anything meaningful in the next few days.
Yeah, well, Governor...
Stunned.
Governor DeSantis said failure is not an option. He said that a few days ago. Whatever
okay.
that means.
I guess it means they're going to stay there. Just lock the doors.
Oh, goody.
I mean, just lock the doors. Just lock them in until they come up with an answer. I'm all in favor of that. We need an answer to this. This is so ridiculous now that you are going to drive people out of our state. The key, one of the big keys to Florida's success is growth. And when you make things unaffordable, that growth will be halted. It's that simple. It will be halted. And we need this stuff dealt with. We all know that Florida has some specific weather issues from time to time. We all know about it. And you can calculate that in. You can put that in when you're making your calculations about homeowners insurance. We absolutely need to get this done. I mean, you got people like a state rep, Anna Eskimani from Orlando, Democrat. I'm very concerned that the solutions before us are going to be anti-consumer and not actually holding insurance companies accountable. There's just no simple answer, and I'm worried that in the time frame we have, a week, I added that, we won't find those solutions. Okay, normal people See, there is a difference between politicians and normal people. Normal people, when you've had all this notice in advance, would have actually figured out what the answer was before you got to Tallahassee. You'd have leadership talking to each other, coming up with an agreement, and they'd actually only have to be there for 2 days.
Are you?
That's how normal people behave.
Are you crazy?
Yes.
Where do you get these ideas?
Totally. I know. From normal people. By the way, Elsewhere really is funnier than SNL. We're done for today, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for being along for the ride. Thank you to our guest today. Thank you to the best morning crew in radio, Alan Spector, Lizzie, Guy. We're really happy that you're here as well. We'll see you tomorrow, 6 o'clock in the morning. Have a great day.
Stick around. Your next chance at $1,000 is just moments away.